Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. This is Grace Kim, and I'm joined here by Olivia Wong.
Hello.
So today we're just going to talk about growing your own food since you grew up on a farm. So I guess I kind of stole that answer from you, but what kind of setting did you grow up on?
I grew up on a small rural hobby farm right outside of Ames, Iowa. And so on our farm, we had a huge garden and a lot of farm animals.
Oh, that's awesome. What were some of your favorite foods just in general? Doesn't have to be something you grow yourself or anything.
Some of my favorite foods would definitely be popcorn and peanut butter, but some of the favorite foods that we grew on the farm were fresh green beans and fresh green beans were my favorite.
Me too. I love green bean casserole made from canned green beans. What kind of plants does your ideal garden include?
So our front yard is consisted of mostly herbs. So we have a plethora of fresh herbs and dried herbs everywhere. And then the backyard garden has more fresh vegetables and our chicken coop.
That's awesome. I know I've just only ever grown tomatoes and basil. Have you ever grown any kind of fruits like raspberries or apples?
Yes, we have an apple orchard in the backyard. There's a huge rose bush. We had a few pear trees, and one of my favorites is our organic beehives.
So with your background in subsistence gardening, what you say is the greatest advantage of either growing your own food or buying local versus buying stuff from a big grocery store?
I think knowing exactly where your food is coming from and what goes into your food is one of the most important things. When you buy from a grocery store, you really don't know where it's coming from or the surrounding area. But if you buy local food, you know exactly the kind of flowers that go into your honey. You know exactly what kind of pollens are being transferred from plant to plant, and it really helps you understand.
Thank you so much for talking to me on my show. Come back next time.